your prescription for freedom and giving you a voice every week. This is Armed American Radio, coming to you from the Crossbreed Holster Studios. Now, here's Mark Walters.
In the Crossbreed Holster Studios, welcome to the show. Houston, Texas, 1070 AM, The Answer. Coming up next hour, you have a very important interview. Very important interview. Your 36th congressional district. That's right. That includes most of the Houston area. And surrounding communities and surrounding counties, the six-county area, I believe, including Harris County. I interviewed Steve Stockman, Congressman Steve Stockman from the 36th District. Of course, he is embroiled in a primary fight with your Senator John Cornyn right now, which will be held on May 4th, and early voting resumes again tomorrow. So it's very important that you go to the polls. We brought Steve Stockman's voice to the show here. And Senator Cornyn is welcome to join us as well. Maybe we'll reach out to him and see what we can do. But, you know, we're not endorsing anybody. Just wanted to bring in and allow him to use the microphone. Steve Stockman has done some great things and continues to fight on behalf of you and your Second Amendment rights. And we wanted to let you know some of those things. He was very kind to be able to come in on very short notice and talk with us here for the better part of the hour, so enjoy that. Very important. And the bottom line message is get out and vote, man.
Yes.
Doesn't matter how you, just get out and vote. That's very, very important. Don't sit on the sidelines. If you do, don't call this show or send me an email because I don't want to hear your complaint. You haven't earned it. Sean, go ahead.
To second that, look at the candidates and don't just hear what they say. Look at their record. There's a guy in California right now that's trying to pass as a conservative, and believe me, he's not. Even though he might be running for the Republican governor candidate, believe me, this cat is not a conservative. So look at the message and then look deeper into their history.
Now I'm going to go no further than Michael Bloomberg.
Exactly.
Ran as a Republican, won as a Republican.
Yep.
All right. We all know Michael Bloomberg. He'll shift politically. He's like Charlie Crist.
Yep.
With $1 billion.
Yep.
I don't care what I am today, I'll do or say or be whatever you want. Personally, I think those people need to give money back to the donors. What's his name up in Vermont? Remember a number of years ago? Jeffries or
something? Yeah, something like that, yeah.
I don't remember what his name was. He flipped parties and gave control of the Senate back to the Democrats, if I'm not mistaken. With that party flip, he should have given back every dime that the Republicans gave him when he ran as a Republican. But he didn't because he's a sleazebag.
And this guy that's running in California, his name is Neil Kashkari.
You can't just say this guy running in California. You got to give us a name.
Neil Kashkari. He was the guy that the Senate and they had hearings over the bailout for AIG. He was the one that couldn't answer any of the questions. And I've got that on my website on irfnews.com. You need to go look at that.
Yeah, go look at it. You've got some great stuff on that site. Hey, let's bring our guest in, Reverend Ken Blanchard, who's been with me for the last hour and now with this hour, with me for this hour as well. Ken Blanchard, the black man with the gun. Liberals hate that. I love it. How you doing, my friend?
I'm doing good. I'm being a real big pain. I'm actually going to run for office this year just to put another poke in the eye.
There you go. Nice.
We can't talk about that here on the show. We'll talk about it off air, then we'll discuss it. Okay.
All right.
Yeah, and the NSA is listening right now, so let's just keep that under wraps until we. Well, they probably already know.
Right.
Whatever. No big deal. And we've got the Mad Ogre, George Hill. George, how are you doing?
Magical. It's a pleasure and a privilege as always.
Hey, we've got something really important to discuss here before we get on the topic of guns. You know, we like to have fun on the show, and we're going to do that right now.
Absolutely.
I'm a big Kiss fan. I admit that.
Oh yes, we all know this. Yes.
Okay. Reverend Ken, did you know that?
No, I didn't know that.
I have a long history with the band. Let me tell you, if you've ever seen the movie like Detroit Rock City, you know, those goofy teenage movies.
Yeah.
Well, that was me back in 1975 trying to get to a Kiss concert. See, I lived in Ann Arbor, Michigan. And was a big Kiss fan in the early 70s, right after the band got started, before a whole lot of people knew who they were. For some reason, Detroit supported the band big time. And as a consequence, I knew who they were and was a big fan of the band. My mom and dad told me that, you know, that I could go to the concert at Cobo Hall in 1976, in January of 1976. But it started snowing like crazy, man. Like 8 to 10 inches of snow was coming down, and they wouldn't let me go. That generally doesn't stop stuff. I remember walking to school uphill both ways in the snow where I lived in Ann Arbor. That didn't really stop. But my mom and dad, I was 13 years old at the time, and they said, "There's no way you're going." I was 14 years old. I said, "There's no way you're going to that concert. There's too much snow." Well, of course, I did what every 13 or 14 year old kid would do at the time. I lied and told them I was spending the night at my friend Gary's house. They said, "Okay." And my buddy and his mom picked me up, and we went to the concert anyway.
Mm.
And I went and saw what went down as one of the most important shows in Kiss's entire 40-year history. And that was their triumphant return to Cobo Hall after Detroit put them on their map with the Kiss Alive album. And I went with a guy named Dave, a good friend of mine, I'll leave his last name off, at the time. And then I moved away from Michigan. I never saw Dave again.
Mm.
Now, I went to the KISS 25-year anniversary tour and then the 35th-year anniversary tour. You know, it's hard to believe all those years had gone by. And it was I had lost track of my – and I often wondered, whatever happened to Dave, you know? The last time I saw him, we went to this incredible KISS concert. Over these last several decades, I've wondered, does he still think about that and remember that incredible rock and roll show that made history that we were a part of? You know, that does he remember being there? Well, through the magic of social media, I found him a few years ago. It turns out he lived 70 miles away from me.
Wow.
And it happened to be the day I got back from bringing Armed American Radio from the Minnesota State Fair.
Wow.
Just a couple years ago, 3 years ago, actually. It'll be 3 years in August. And it just so happened that within a month of my reconnecting with him, KISS was playing here at the Lakewood Amphitheater in Atlanta. So 35 years later, I hooked up with a very close friend of mine, who I hadn't seen him in 35 years, but somebody who shared a fantastic, historic experience with over all those years. Last time I saw him was at the KISS concert in 1976 in Detroit at Cobo Hall. The next time we reunited was to go to the 35th anniversary KISS Alive 35 tour in Atlanta. So that was kind of neat. You know, it's one of those fun life things. Well, there's a big story on the news right now that KISS is not going to perform at the Hall of Fame ceremony because there's infighting between the original members of the band and the new members of the band, and nobody knows who should go. So I want to take a poll with you guys. Reverend Ken, should KISS play with the original lineup at the Hall of Fame induction ceremony at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame or with the new members who have actually been with the band longer than the original members who founded the band? Your thoughts?
Man, that's hard.
It is tough, isn't it?
Go with the original.
Go with the original. I like that. George the Mad Ogre, you're a rock and roll fanatic. Your thoughts?
I'm going to say go with the new band.
Yeah.
The people who are loyal and are sticking with it and have put aside petty differences.
I second that.
Do it for the music.
Well, I got to tell you, I side with the Reverend Ken. If it weren't for Ace and Peter, who are no longer with the band, there would be no KISS, and the new band members wouldn't have a gig to play. And they're wearing the makeup of the original members to begin with. So, Armed American Radio listeners, if you care, send me an email at mark@armedamericanradio.org. We'll have some fun. We can have some fun on the show from time to time. And let me know your thoughts, and I'm going to do something fun for you. I'm going to get it to their management.
Nice.
I will get your emails and your thoughts, we'll put them all together, and I will send it to the management because KISS has decided not to play at the Hall of Fame induction ceremony because of the controversy. So we want to let them know, and if you want to have some fun, send it over to mark@armedamericanradio.org. The original band members or the new band members who have actually been with the group longer than the original lineup, and let me know. And I will get it to their management because I know them. So how fun will that be?
Wow.
Let's talk. Let's go back. Ken, I'm going to say it's going to go original members.
Mm. Yeah, it's kind of like the Temptations. It's like a million after versions, but you got to go with the original.
There you go. Absolutely correct. Absolutely right. George, I'm not sure how you could argue with that, brother.
I can't argue that. That's a very good point.
Let's put it in terms you can understand, George. If you were going to put a new 1911 in your safe, or an original 1911 in your safe, even though the original might not shoot anymore? Which one are you going to put in your safe if you had an opportunity? The new Taurus version or the original Browning?
I would prefer the original Browning.
See, there you go.
I prefer the original Pink Floyd, you know, if we could get all the original members together for a concert. Yes. I'd go to that. But, you know, some things just can't be. So, you know, maybe Kiss the same way. I don't know. But the way the good Reverend explained it, I have to bow to his wisdom.
Oh, I love it. I think we flipped the Mad Ogre. When we come back, we'll talk some politics and guns right after this here on the Armed American Radio Network.
The Magnum Research Baby Desert Eagle family of handguns. Excellent handgun protection with plenty of firepower. With a crisp double-action, single-action trigger pull. And available in 9mm, 40 Smith & Wesson, and 45 ACP. The Baby Desert Eagle handgun line comes in several barrel lengths. And your pick of steel or polymer frame. All models come with slide-mounted decocking safety, upgraded fixed combat sights, and several models feature tactical rails. Visit MagnumResearch.com or your local dealer today.
Armed American Radio has joined forces with Gander Mountain and Gander Mountain Academy Firearms Training Centers. Gander Mountain is America's largest retail network of outdoor supply stores and one of the nation's largest retailers of firearms and shooting supplies. Staffed with world-class instructors, virtual shooting ranges, indoor live fire ranges, and 180 and 300-degree simulators, Gander Mountain Academy provides the ultimate firearms training experience. For a list of locations, visit gandermountain.com/academy now.
The Ruger SR45, a large caliber pistol with a trim, ergonomic profile. Like the popular Ruger SR9 and SR40, the SR45 is perfectly sized to be comfortable and controllable with a slim, ergonomic grip and narrow slide. It features an adjustable three-dot sight system, Ruger's unique reversible back strap, an ambidextrous manual safety and magazine release, and built-in Picatinny rail. The Ruger SR45, another rugged, reliable firearm from Ruger. The Ruger American Rifle is a 100% American-made firearm that offers outstanding performance at a great price. Available in standard size and compact models, it features power bedding integral bedding blocks, a Ruger Marksman adjustable trigger, a flush-fit 4-round rotary magazine, and a 3-lug bolt with 70-degree throw. Compact models feature a shorter length of pull and a shorter barrel for a reduction in overall length of more than 5 inches. The Ruger American Rifle, another rugged, reliable firearm from Ruger.
Emerson Knives is the first company completely dedicated to producing knives for self-defense, law enforcement, and military applications. The Emerson CQC-7 is the most influential tactical folder of all time. Carried in places not found on any roadmap, the CQC-7 should be carried whether you're at a movie with your family or kicking in doors in Iraq. The CQC-7 is on duty with the select few who have known the chaos of conflict. For your own CQC-7, visit EmersonKnives.com. That's EmersonKnives.com.
The new Tac Slide by Galco Gun Leather combines steer hide and kydex together for a fast, concealable, and economical holster design. The Tac Slide mates a kydex holster pocket to a slotted steer hide backplate with an open top and neutral cant to provide the fast and smooth draw. With 1 3/4 belt slots, the Tac Slide is worn close to the body for maximum concealment and comfort for under $40. Visit usgalco.com today. That's usgalco.com.
Didn't think you could afford that new AR-15? Yes, you can. Check out the DTI-4 by Delton. The 16-inch M4 comes fully equipped with a collapsible stock, car handguards, A2 flash suppressor, cleaning kit, 2 30-round magazines, a sling, and a beautiful hard-sided case, all under $760. Delton, priced right for any budget. DEL-TON.com. That's DEL-TON.com.
North American Arms offers the most popular mini revolvers ever produced. Chambered in .22 short, .22 long rifle, and .22 magnum, the North American Arms mini revolvers are the standard by which all other mini revolvers are judged. These incredibly small and compact revolvers offer 5-shot capacity in your pocket when the chips are down and your life is on the line. The .22 long rifle can also be ordered with a holster grip. For more information on these incredible mini revolvers, please visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
Can I take my gun up to heaven? You know she's always been by my side.
This is Armed American Radio, giving you a voice. Now, your host.
Can I take my gun up to heaven?
Mark Walters.
Peter at the gate. Yeah, you can take your gun up to heaven. Welcome back to the show. I'm Mark Walters, filling your prescription for freedom. And then he goes in, if I had a woman. A woman is always a woman in a song. They can't just talk about a gun. They got to go right back to a woman. Why is it got to be a woman in the song? Man, oh, man, can I take my gun up? Oh, I know,
you know
why. It was the woman that put him in heaven.
No.
Oh!
Oh, no. You know why? Because she has a gun with him. That's his backup.
No woman has ever stressed out a man, ever.
Well, I don't know about that.
Of course, then again, I know women are out there going, oh, come on, man, come on. Yeah, I know. No men have ever stressed out a woman either.
Oh, we definitely do that on a daily basis.
But that's to be expected. They shouldn't get upset about that. It's what we do.
Well, yeah, men are stupid, so.
They should understand that.
We are. We are some of the stupidest. We're like dogs.
Reverend Gann, welcome back to the show, my friend. How you doing?
Sean is killing it right now.
With a stick.
He does tend to go on a roll. George the Mad Ogre, how you doing?
Absolutely fabulous. You know, my wife is sitting upstairs with her Glock 22 and her 12-gauge Remington 870. And so I'm going to make sure I watch what I say.
I would recommend that. That's because her choice of weapons are quite effective.
Yes, they are. Very.
Reverend Ken, what's your favorite carry gun?
Right now it's a regular old Glock 17.
You know, a great gun. George?
Glock 17 is one of the classics now.
You know, it's hard to believe, but a Glock 17 is, and it does qualify as a classic. I'll never forget when the Glock came out.
Same here.
Yeah.
You remember that, Ken?
Yeah, that was some weird stuff.
Wasn't it back in the early 80s when the Glock 17 came out? And, oh, it was the plastic gun that could get through airport security. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. I was in a federal law enforcement training center class for police officers, and the Glock guy was dragging the frame of the Glock behind the car to tell us how durable this new firearm was. And we were all going, I don't want that. That's a plastic gun. I don't want that.
A plastic gun. It'll break.
Yeah.
Remember that? George, that's what they said. It'll break.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it did. But it turned out to pretty much change the whole gun industry.
Well, it did. Yeah. It revolutionized the industry. There's no question about it. And a lot of what you may carry today, wherever you're listening to Armed American Radio, and whatever you have strapped on your hip or riding in your pocket or on your ankle, around your waist, whatever, wherever it may be, more than likely is a polymer frame gun today or some variant thereof. So, yeah, it did. And, you know, Ken, you can remember they used to have the commercials, remember, with the Glock and the block of ice?
Oh, yeah.
The dirt and mud, remember that?
Yeah, that was revolutionary for back then, man.
It really, really was. George?
Well, yeah, and a lot of people have replicated that. I mean, I've seen the M&Ps frozen. Mm-hmm. I've seen Walther, the P99, frozen in the block and then hammered out and shot. And everybody's replicating what Glock did and innovated. Everybody else is just trying to, copy and catch up and, you know, say, hey, me too. Whereas Glock pioneered that stuff.
Well, you got to give credit where credit is due. No question about it. And I have a number of guns in my stable, in my stables. And, George, I like your post on, I think it was one of your Facebook posts today, that if you know how many guns you have, you don't have enough guns.
Exactly. And I stand by that.
Well, you should. It's true. And I like the old Secure America thing, you know, the penny gun auction thing. How many guns do you really need? Ken, just one more. Right?
Exactly.
Just one more. Okay, so the Glock 17, is there anything else that you carry as well, Ken, when you're out and about and on the other side of the Potomac?
No, that's pretty much it. I am being stuck here behind enemy lines. I look at a lot of pictures and talk about it a lot more than I carry. I'm like a voyeur of guns over here. I've like talked to like free people every once in a while just to feel like I'm still okay.
You have to make phone calls outside the Beltway.
Yeah, at night, late at night.
Now, that's just funny right there.
Now, it is funny.
Now, Ken's killing it.
I remember when I gave a copy of my book to Al Sharpton, and he says, I'm going to have to take this out of the building in a dark paper bag. And I said, well, I'll do what you got to do, man.
I wish I could have seen
Let's
that.
Let's talk about your book. This is the time to do it. And I wanted to go here now. Now that we don't do it, tell us about your book. And what is it Sharpton would love so much about it?
Well, that was the first one. And this one is the revised and much much heralded better version. It's called Black Man with a Gun, Reloaded. Like the Matrix, I'm actually back in the mix. And all the stuff I couldn't tell when I first did my self-published version 14 years ago is in this one. And I give you a little bit of story. You get a chance to see the background of a guy who, former law enforcement, became a firearms instructor, worked for the CIA, caught hell for trying to be an entrepreneur and teach his community how to save themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Became an activist who at the same time had to kind of downplay it at the job. That one minute I'm on CNN trying to save a life, I'm talking about gun safety in the community, and then worrying that I'm going to get fired the next day. Mm-hmm. And then it just kept going, got worse. I got into the ministry, and the church beat me up pretty bad because, again, I got a chance when they said, you know, we got some free moments. Let's talk about something that's important to you. And I preached gun safety from the pulpit and almost got kicked out of a church. That's all in there. Mm. That's all in the book. Some of my missteps as a dad. And then it kind of ends out with some history and stuff that new people can learn about gun rights and terminology in the gun community.
It is a fantastic read. I've read it. I wrote a blurb for the book cover. And it is, ladies and gentlemen, it turns... I don't want to give away what I said, but it turns, you know, some common misconceptions on its head. Because like you said, black man with a gun, people have some stereotypes about that very mm-hmm. phrase, don't they?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I made sure that the cover, I got a nice nice little AR-15 on the front cover with me wearing a suit and my mm-hmm. Sunday best, mm-hmm. if it were. And the only thing I didn't do was put a collar on, but it's prominently displayed on there, Reverend Ken Blanchard. And I expect to shock a few more people. And then they open it up and find out that, hey, he's not the boogeyman.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I'm trying to do, because if I can do it, once they say that about me, then you're no longer the boogeyman either. They have mm-hmm. to reconsider right. everything they've said about freedom-loving patriots across the country.
It turns common stereotypes upside down on its head.
Yep.
And I'm telling you, if you like what you hear from, and I know you do, Black Man with a Gun, Reloaded. Hey, Ken, before we take a break, got to ask you this. Red pill or the blue pill, brother?
Gotta take the blue pill.
Gotta take the blue pill. Okay. George, both, right?
I'll take them both.
Marianne or Ginger, man?
The correct answer is always both.
Marianne, George says both. Okay, we've got a rift between the circuits. I'll decide it when we come back from the break. I'll let Sean decide it right after this. Armed American Radio continues with the Reverend Ken Blanchard and George Hill.
Even in a clear-cut case of self-defense, a single bullet could cost you more than you think. As a responsible American, you shouldn't have to fear unjust prosecution for using your gun in self-defense. That's why the USCCA Self-Defense Shield is here for you. The most comprehensive insurance-backed protection to help you take control and eliminate the threat of legal and financial ruin when you're forced to defend your loved ones. As a USCCA member, your Self-Defense Shield coverage will give you up to $600,000 to help you get the expert defense you deserve. This member benefit is backed by an A-rated insurance company. Your membership also includes a subscription to Concealed Carry Magazine, all for as little as $12 per month. Your membership is 100% risk-free thanks to our bulletproof 365-day money-back guarantee. Visit carry123.com to learn more and get a free 24-page concealed carry guide. Visit carry123.com and take control today. That's carry123.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Walters here to tell you about three powerful DVDs for your personal firearms defense training. The Personal Defense Video Series presents the new standards of essential training you need to help protect yourself and your family. You'll discover the most effective strategies from Rob Pincus and the Personal Defense Network instructors. In these DVDs, they'll demonstrate advanced pistol handling techniques, including 360-degree presentation from a holster and a great technique for reloading during a critical incident. You'll also discover home defense tips like tactical movement throughout your house, and in defensive firearms use in public, discover some realistic scenarios that reveal how you should react to such things as distractions and shooting in defense of others. To order this powerful 3-DVD set for 50% off the everyday price, visit armedamericandvdoffer.com right now. You'll receive your 3 DVDs for only $29.95 plus shipping and handling. Go to armedamericandvdoffer.com. armedamericandvdoffer.com. Do it now.
Hi, everyone. I'm Tim Schmidt, founder of the United States Concealed Carry Association. Every week, Mark talks about the attacks on our Second Amendment from anti-gun politicians across America, and we talk about what's being done to preserve and protect freedom. The National Rifle Association, America's oldest civil rights organization, is the leader in preserving the Second Amendment. Because of NRA's 4 million members, the National Rifle Association's grassroots advocacy is the nation's most successful. Imagine what we could accomplish with more members like you to join the fight. That's why you need to be a member. Sign up today. There's no excuse. Help fight for our freedom. Join NRA and learn all about NRA Institute for Legislative Action's efforts to make sure American gun laws work for you. I'm a life member, and it's one of the most important things I ever did. Call 800-672-3888 or sign up online at www.membership.nrahq.org.
North American Arms offers the most popular mini revolvers ever produced. Chambered in 22 short, 22 long rifle, and 22 magnum, the North American Arms mini revolvers are the standard by which all other mini revolvers are judged. These incredibly small and compact revolvers offer 5-shot capacity in your pocket when the chips are down and your life is on the line. The 22 long rifle can also be ordered with a holster grip. For more information on these incredible mini revolvers, please visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
The new tax slide by Galco Gun Leather combines steer hide and kydex together for a fast, concealable, and economical holster design. The tax slide mates a kydex holster pocket to a slotted steer hide backplate with an open top and neutral cant to provide the fast and smooth draw. With 1 3/4 belt slots, the tax slide is worn close to the body for maximum concealment and comfort for under $40. Visit usgalco.com today. That's usgalco.com.
The following segment of Armed American Radio is proudly being sponsored by Crossbreed Holsters, often imitated, never duplicated. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today. Now, back to Mark Walters.
Welcome back to the program here in the Crossbreed Holster Studios. I'm going to read an excerpt quickly, just give you a little taste of the Reverend Ken Blanchard, The Black Man with a Gun, book Black Man with a Gun, Reloaded. Winners and losers. He writes, Americans are hardwired like that. Good guys wear white hats. They get the girl at the end of the movie, kill the bad guy, and ride off into the sunset. Today in the real world, it is not politically correct to blame a group anymore. For example, it is no longer the Nazis, the communists, and you can't blame the Negroes. African Americans trapped in self-pity, poverty, addictions, and a loss of hope turn on each other. Mm-hmm. They can't effectively blame the white man either, but allow many of the so-called talking heads to do so in absentia for street credibility. The white man is blamed and assumed to be Republican, even if he is not, as if one party can be faulted for all that is wrong in America. The white man was blamed for a while, even by his own people, as white women flexed their muscles and liberated themselves in spite of glass ceilings, sexism, and centuries of abuse. It is not often said, but quite often women press harder than necessary to assert their rightful position and become more like their oppressors and less like women. Mm-hmm. You get an idea, Reverend Ken. It's provocative stuff. And it turns, like I said, everything pretty much upside down.
You know what's really funny is, like, if you, depending on who says it, the same words, folks just get all twisted.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's great. And the way you end this segment here, the way you end this couple paragraphs is, I am the black man with a gun, and this is my story, as well as the things I have learned on my journey. Very cool stuff.
That is nice. And I'm glad someone's saying it, too, because he's 100% right.
Now, political correctness, and Ken, I know you know this, and Sean, we've discussed many, many, many times, political correctness combined with apathy is destroying this country in conjunction with a 24-hour news cycle that will put out whatever garbage it wants.
Yeah, it's numbing people.
Mm-hmm. Is it numbing people, or are people, is it numbing them, or are they just becoming numb as a result of technology and other things?
It. We're blunt objects, no longer sharp.
It's stupidity.
Yeah.
You got to call a spade a spade, and there are a lot of stupid people. I'm sorry, but there are a lot of you that are stupid, and this administration is depending on you.
I mean, when someone tells me inequality, and you need to raise money up because people are poor, but yet your average poor person has a flat screen cable TV and a cell phone, you really?
And nice shoes.
Thank you. I mean, $200 shoes. I wouldn't pay $200 for, don't get me started.
Ooh, I did get you started. I always like the stories of the homeless man they're talking about that they identify him when they find him unconscious by looking through his cell phone.
Look here, I was homeless at one time, so I know what it means to be homeless. And believe me, I didn't have nothing close to a cell phone. I was doing good to eat $2 hamburgers at Jack in the Box every 3 days. But, you know, the establishment won't come talk to someone like me because I tell it how it is.
Truth is a funny bedfellow these days.
Mm-hmm.
Well, particularly when it comes to our right to keep and bear arms, the mainstream media wouldn't tell you the truth.
No. Because if they tell you the truth about that, then everybody else will learn the lies.
Well, the truth is based on fact, and fact debunks their gun control lies.
Absolutely.
So, therefore, they can't, and we know that. George, you wanted to jump in?
Well, I was going to say, it's hard to listen to talk about, equality when, they just come back from a $10 million vacation.
Hello.
It's disgusting. Mm-hmm. And the news media, just being his attack dogs, and basically following his party line, they only got upset at Obama until recently when Obama said that he was going to, investigate the press rooms and make sure everybody was, on the same page stepping on their toes. All of a sudden, then they got upset about Obama. But nothing, they've never been upset about anything before that. So I find this very interesting. Obama's manipulating through his phone and his pen, and misusing his authority. And basically, he took his oath of office and threw it out the window, and is now basically doing whatever he wants, which is not what he was elected for.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think he's following what they want him to do. I mean, just like I said before, we have a lot of people in this country that are just stupid. They don't understand what is going on, and they don't care about what's going on. But they'll have someone who, like you said, is making billions of dollars try to tell them, "Oh, well, these group of people try to keep you down." Well, if that's the case, how did you make your money?
Exactly.
I mean, it's.
That's a great point.
I call
point.
Them pests. They're like cankerworms, man.
Yes. Yes.
They're just attacking the Tree of Liberty and by just multitude of nasty little creatures just eating away at it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the metaphor is fantastic. Let me go back to another quote from your book. Have you ever remembered details about someone later in life that didn't mean anything to you at the time? Think about that. Have you ever remembered details about someone later in life that didn't mean anything to you at the time? The first gun owner I knew was my grandmother.
Mm-hmm.
I've mentioned her a few times on my podcasts. I smile every time I hear of a woman joining the firearms community. It doesn't matter if it is for competition, to hunt, for self-defense, or to relieve stress. My grandmother's shotgun saved my life. Tell us, Ken, how about it?
I was a young kid. My mom had rescued me from Maryland. So every holiday, bigger than 3 days, I spent back in Tidewater, Virginia with my grandmother. We went backwards in time when we got down there. I didn't know at the time that the reason my mom sent me to live with my grandmother was my stepdad didn't care for me too much. So she was actually saving my life in that point, too, getting me out of the household with an abusive guy. So I spent time with this grandmother who was old school. I mean, all her stuff came from loving the land, learning the land. Mm-hmm. Between her and my grandfather taught me a whole bunch of the things that I have now as core values. Well, one day I was out playing near the grapevine that was at the end of the yard, right at the tip of the swamp that was like her backyard. She lived at the edge of the Great Dismal Swamp down in southern Tidewater, Virginia,
about
3 miles from North Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
And I played in the swamp. When I wasn't fishing in it, I was looking at frogs and what have you. Well, one day, a water moccasin came out of the water. I didn't know what a water moccasin was coming from Maryland. I got a little too close, and I knew I was in trouble when the fangs came out.
Mm.
And I remember yelling to my grandmother, not knowing what she could do, but she was everything else in my life, so I'm hollering for grandmother. Well, grandma, I can hear her like laugh, like, "What's wrong with you, boy? What you doing out there by the swamp?" And I said, "Snake." And I saw her open the door, go back in the house, come back out with the shotgun. And I thought, oh, no, this is an old lady with a shotgun. She can't shoot. She's going to probably blow me up. And I watched my grandmother, while walking, aim, fire, obliterate the snake, which was about 6 feet in front of me, and then go back in the house.
Mm-hmm.
To this day, I'm in awe of my grandmother.
You ought to be. You know, listen, there's another passage in here. This is fun stuff. This is a taste of what you're going to get in the book, ladies and gentlemen. Grandma's shotgun only moved away from behind the stove a few times that I can remember. It moved annually every New Year's Day when she celebrated the Emancipation Proclamation at midnight. Then she fired it twice after hollering Happy New Year into the dark, cold night. We laughed every year as she pruned the large pine tree next to the house with a birdshot. Reverend, you got 15 seconds. Great memories, huh?
Yeah, man. Yeah,
isn't
grandma,
that something?
Grandma was something else.
Mine,
you know,
was like that.
That's the real deal. But this is the down-to-earth, the structure of the writing, and the truth that you get that comes out in the memories from Ken in The Black Man with a Gun Reloaded. You can pick that up at Amazon. Just Google it up. Just head over to Amazon and in the title, Black Man with a Gun, and get you a copy of it. It's great stuff, powerful reading, and will educate you. It will flip everything you think on its head. Might even wake a few of you up. I'm Mark Walters. This is Armed American Radio. My guests, Reverend Ken Blanchard, Black Man with a Gun, and George Hill, the Mad Ogre, back right after this. Go get a copy on the break.
Even in a clear-cut case of self-defense, a single bullet could cost you more than you think. As a responsible American, you shouldn't have to fear unjust prosecution for using your gun in self-defense. That's why the USCCA Self-Defense Shield is here for you. The most comprehensive insurance-backed protection to help you take control and eliminate the threat of legal and financial ruin when you're forced to defend your loved ones. As a USCCA member, your Self-Defense Shield coverage will give you up to $600,000 to help you get the expert defense you deserve. This member benefit is backed by an A-rated insurance company. Your membership also includes a subscription to Concealed Carry Magazine, all for as little as $12 per month. Your membership is 100% risk-free thanks to our bulletproof 365-day money-back guarantee. Visit carry123.com to learn more and get a free 24-page concealed carry guide. Visit carry123.com and take control today. That's carry123.com.
Armed American Radio has joined forces with Gander Mountain and Gander Mountain Academy Firearms Training Centers. Gander Mountain is America's largest retail network of outdoor supply stores and one of the nation's largest retailers of firearms and shooting supplies, staffed with world-class instructors, virtual shooting ranges, indoor live fire ranges, and 180 and 300 degree simulators. Gander Mountain Academy provides the ultimate firearms training experience. For a list of locations, visit gandermountain.com/academy now.
Car Arms introduces the new addition to their double-action micro-compact pistol line, the CW380, with a 2.5-inch barrel, an overall length under 5 inches, and standing under 4 inches tall. The CW380 weighs just 10.2 ounces, making it the perfect choice for lawful concealed carry. The micro-compact CW380 allows rapid-fire follow-up shots with little recoil and retails for under $420. The new CW380 from Car Arms. Carry one today.
Galco's patented new V-Hawk tuckable inside-the-waistband holster reaches unheard-of heights in comfort, speed, stability, and versatility. Constructed of premium steer hide, the V-Hawk comes complete with leather belt loops and tuckable injection-molded hooks. The open-top design offers both speed and ease of draw, and the reinforced mouth offers one-handed return to the holster. Buy the V-Hawk from Galco at GalcoGunLeather.com today. That's GalcoGunLeather.com.
The classic design of the Magnum Research Desert Eagle pistol is back. Manufactured by IWI, Israel Weapons Industries, and designed to exacting Israeli military toughness and reliability specs, the Magnum Research Desert Eagle pistols are in a class all their own. These world-famous semi-automatic pistols are available in .44 Magnum or .50 AE calibers. Magnum Research is a Car Arms company. To find a dealer near you, please visit Car Arms at car.com. That's K-A-H-R.com.
The Super Tuck by Crossbreed Holsters, the most comfortable and concealable holster available on the market today. Is it any wonder why it's the most copied design on the planet? Used by law enforcement and civilians around the world, the Super Tuck by Crossbreed is adjustable for ride depth and cant, often imitated but never duplicated. The Super Tuck holster is available for a wide variety of popular carry guns. For more information and to order your Super Tuck, visit CrossbreedHolsters.com. That's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
As we all know, the Second Amendment is under attack. It's 2014. That's right, election year. And as a gun owner, I like to keep up with all the political news surrounding the Second Amendment. And the way I do that, IRFnews.com. IRFnews.com is a new concept in news gathering. One place, one stop, see what they're talking about, see what's going on, and protect the Second Amendment. Quite simple. IRFnews.com. And remember, the Second Amendment is not debatable.
This segment of Armed American Radio is proudly being sponsored by G-Code Holsters. To carry your gun in a G-Code holster, visit tacticalholsters.com. Now, here's Mark Walters.
Grandma's shotgun was like the sharpened axe that sat at the ready on the stump next to the pile of wood in the backyard of her home. We didn't touch either of them without asking my grandparents for permission. You can still teach responsibility, honor, love, and respect to your family. You don't need the government to do that for you. I am proof of this. Mm-hmm. I have done the same in my home with my children. My grandmother is gone now, and the house has been destroyed by the relentless rigors of time, but the memories are still fresh. Mm-hmm. I appreciate all the women who seek to learn about firearms for themselves in spite of the lies from politicians, people with bodyguards, clergy, or organizations that want to preach banning everything as if we can't own a firearm responsibly and safely. Be wary of those who insult your intelligence, gender, or family in the name of child safety. Mm-hmm. My grandmother wasn't a scholar, but she made more sense than most of the people I meet today. The times might have changed, but people haven't. I wouldn't be here if it weren't for an old black woman's love and her gun. Mm-hmm. This is powerful stuff.
Yep. Yep.
Okay? From the Reverend Ken Blanchard, the black man with a gun. Reverend, welcome back to the show. Fantastic stuff.
Man, I almost crying listening to you read my own stuff back then. That's messed up.
Well, you know, it's you know,
that,
it's
man, I wrote those words like a testament. I mean, it's like truth. It's not even, you know, you can like write some stuff and just throw it together. No. That's my life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's interesting. Chapter 2 is titled Black Hunters. I mean, this is, ladies and gentlemen, this is going to, like I said, it's going to take every stereotype and it's going to flip it right upside down for you. It's going to open an awful lot of eyes. Mm-hmm. So make sure you pick up a copy. But that's powerful. And I read your original manuscript, you know, before it went into print, and it was just really, really, really good stuff. George Hill, the Mad Ogre, welcome back to the show. Pretty powerful stuff, George.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it. How would things be if she didn't have that shotgun? You know, how would this story have ended? well, it probably would have ended a lot sooner. But, you know, thank goodness Grandma was there. She had a gun. She knew how to use it, which is an important factor. Mm-hmm. And, you know,
she didn't need Joe Biden's assistance.
Oh, good.
No.
Let's put it that way. In fact, Ken, I bet you'd agree with me that she could have schooled old Joe Biden, couldn't she?
Oh, I know. And see, the other part that people forget is sometimes we think this stuff is new.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
This is old.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We just forget our history.
Yes.
Well, you know, people say,
and I don't. The only reason why people can call me wise is because I'm stealing stuff from my grandparents.
Thank you.
Well, no, great point. That's a great point. You know, let me put this in simple terms. Really, people say, that was back in the olden days. And my response to that is, really? Do you think they thought they were living in olden times? They were modern, man. The printing press was brand new. That was technology at the time. You're an arrogant, elitist fool if you forget your history and think you're better than those who came before you because you have a stupid phone in your pocket.
Mankind hasn't changed. We haven't updated like our cell phones have.
Mm-hmm. That's exactly right. Hey, I want to let everybody know, Sean, before I turn the mic over to you, I know you have a comment and a question for Ken. The Gander Mountain Academy in Spring, Texas, Houston. You're listening live right now on 1070 AM. The Answer. I will be in Spring, Texas, just north of you, up 45, on Saturday, this coming Saturday the 1st, for another fantastic Gander Mountain Concealed Carry Expo, along with our sponsor, the United States Concealed Carry Association, our great sponsor, Gander Mountain, and about 35 other vendors. Be out there signing books for you. Come on out. Get a copy. Rob Pincus will be there. I'll be there. I believe Michael Martin will be there. And come out and have some fun with us. We'd have a great time with you. Also, if you can make it out to the Texas Rodeo on Friday, I will be cooking with the, and look us up here, the TexasBarbecueRub.com Champion Barbecue Cooking Team.
Oh, that's just wrong.
Oh, I'm cooking as an honorary member of the team on Friday at the Texas Rodeo for about 200,000 people. And I can guarantee you, if they cook and barbecue like I did last night, they're going to win something.
Mm-hmm.
Because I used their rub. Mm. And I had people come up to me today and say, that was the best chicken. And I've been grilling this stuff for years, ladies and gentlemen. Mm. These guys know what they're doing. And you heard Bill Cannon here on the show. Sean, you remember him.
Absolutely.
When we did a fantastic, George Hill, you were here, fantastic barbecuing while armed segment with Bill from Texas Barbecue Rub. We'll have him on
you
next week after this cook-off.
Yeah,
I'm telling you. So if you can come out to Reliance Stadium, look us up at the TexasBarbecueRub.com team, and I'll be out there cooking with these guys in this championship team. We're going to be doing shoulders. We'll be doing some butts. We'll be doing whole hog. We'll be doing, just everything. Brisket's going to be flying off, man. We're going to be having a great time. So come out and see us Friday, and then come on up to the Gander Mountain in Spring, Texas on Saturday. Sean, turn the mic over to you.
Thank you, Mark. Ken, when Mark was reading some of the passages in your book, it made me think about a few things that we have forgotten about in this country. We have gotten weak. We don't understand because I come from a background such as yourself. My grandmother and my grandfather both were gun owners. My mother to this day owns a shotgun, and she, believe me, she can shoot. Definitely do better than I can.
Yeah.
But we've forgotten how to live off the land and learn how to build yourself up from the bottom down. We let slicksters, we know who we're talking about, tell us that, well, we just got to sit and wait. And when you do a country like that, you get stupid and lazy. And then when you lose the rights, and you just, I mean, it was brilliant what you did. Absolutely brilliant.
Thanks, man. We come a long way, man, but we keep forgetting that you can't rest on your laurels.
Yep.
We've got Florida started off in the 80s being concealed carry paradise,
mm-hmm.
but the folks in Florida have forgotten that, yeah. and the next generation are not the same people that their forefathers were.
Not even close.
And it's happening in other states as well, even places like Virginia, close.
Mm-hmm.
They just elected a crazy governor.
Don't even get me started. Don't get me started on the sleaze
back a whole bunch of stuff. Yeah. Folks have just slept on it.
Ken, I've got to ask you this question. You can look at Terry McAuliffe and see Greece.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I know that sounds. What is it that they don't see that I do? What is it?
Wisdom,
or are they just voting a party line and don't care?
Yeah, it's wisdom. If you've seen a bully before, when another one pops up, everything in your body is screaming. This guy, I'm not listening to you. This guy's going. He's gonna hurt you in the long term.
Yep.
What is it? You know, let's. I know we can't find, but I have to ask that answer. It's philosophical terms. What can we see? And I ask this question a lot. I know people personally who said, man, oh, man, I blew it with this whole Obamacare thing. I thought, you know, well, you've heard me say it. What's wrong with everybody having health care?
I don't see how you couldn't see that.
What's wrong with that?
I don't see how you could not see that.
Well, until they – now all of a sudden they realize they got to pay for the bill for those who aren't going to pay the bill. Now we've got the Democrat line. We've got Chuck Schumer, Nancy Pelosi, and the President of the United States of America saying, it's okay, now people have freedom not to work, and you can pay for their health care. And you got to wonder, what else have those people missed? And they can't answer that question. Hey, guys, we're coming to a close of Armed American Radio this hour. Reverend Ken Blanchard, the black man with a gun, thank you very much.
Thank you
so
much.
An awful lot of fun having you here as usual. George, the Mad Ogre Hill, you'll be back next week. We'll talk some barbecue with you because I will be back from Texas and the Texas Barbecue Rub Cook-Off and the Gander Mountain event. Come out and see me in Houston this weekend on Saturday the 1st or at the barbecue at the Cook-Off on Friday. Remember, carry on, carry often, and carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. I'm Mark Walters. This has been Armed American Radio, and I'll see you next week.
You've been listening to Armed American Radio Network with your host, Mark Walters. Armed American Radio, brought to you each week by the United States Concealed Carry Association. To learn more about Armed American Radio, log on to armedamericanradio.org. Here I come again now, baby.
Taking a look at the condition of your floors lately? Well, now through February 24th, Lumber Liquidators has beautiful hand-scraped hardwood on sale for 10 to 30% off their already low prices, including hand-scraped birch for just $2.69 a square foot. Hand-scraped hardwood really shows off the wood's natural perfection. Just gorgeous. If laminate flooring is more your style, they've got high-quality laminate on sale for just 49 cents a square foot. But hurry, this sale ends February 24th. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Hi everyone, I'm Tim Schmidt, founder of the United States Concealed Carry Association. Every week, Mark talks about the attacks on our Second Amendment from anti-gun politicians across America, and we talk about what's being done to preserve and protect freedom. The National Rifle Association, America's oldest civil rights organization, is the leader in preserving the Second Amendment. Because of NRA's 4 million members, the National Rifle Association's grassroots advocacy is the nation's most successful. Imagine what we could accomplish with more members like you to join the fight. That's why you need to be a member. Sign up today. There's no excuse. Help fight for our freedom. Join NRA and learn all about NRA Institute for Legislative Action's efforts to make sure American gun laws work for you. I'm a life member, and it's one of the most important things I ever did. Call 800-672-3888 or sign up online at www.membership.com. NRAHQ.org.
New from America's most influential commentator, Charles Krauthammer, the best-selling book, Things That Matter, 3 decades of passions, pastimes, and politics. For years, readers and viewers have flocked to Krauthammer for his keen insight into politics, government, chess, and baseball. Now the best of Krauthammer's intelligence, wisdom, and wit are collected in one volume, perfect for the armchair pundit in your life. Pick up a copy of Things That Matter, wherever books are